Star 98, Steve and Laura. Big news, some of the Billboard Music Award details have come out here this morning.
Yeah, we know that Nick Jonas is going to be hosting the show. It's going to be May 23rd on NBC. Also, The Weeknd scheduled to perform. Three-time Billboard Music Award winner Pink was previously announced as a performer for this year's awards, but also just announced she's going to receive the Icon Award for 2021.
Nice.
So she joins some big names like Mariah Carey, Stevie Wonder, and some others that also won that award. And it looks like Drake is going to receive a big award as well.
Oh.
I think it is for the Artist of the Decade Award, which is, that's a pretty big award to set on your mantle and be like, yeah, as the Artist of the Decade.
I thought maybe Drake from State Farm, you know, sold a lot of insurance and he was going to get some sort of monthly award selling all that insurance.
He can put that right next to his State Farm policy. Then that you're in the State Farm commercial, you get a free policy, right?
I love that.
But it should be, we've seen ratings down. What are we going to do to make people want to watch our show?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to all the other award shows that kind of had people going, did we tune in? Did we care? So I think that they're setting things up to be pretty big for Sunday, May 23rd.
I guess we'll
see as the days go on and they keep announcing who's going to perform and what some of the performances are going to be.
Right. Now, this is 30 years, right? Did you mention that already, that this is the 30th year of the Billboard Music Awards?
No, actually, I didn't. So I think another reason why they're trying to make this the biggest and the best that they've had in a long time. So as those different organizers kind of release the different performers and things like that, we'll definitely keep you posted. But on another awards show, Taylor Swift is actually set to take home the Global Icon Award at the 2021 Brit Awards. So this is a pretty big deal for Taylor Swift, too, because they're pretty hard to come by, I guess, the Global Icon Award at the Brit Awards. And the only previous recipients to win that award, Elton John, David Bowie, Robbie Williams in 2017.
Yeah.
So, that's a pretty big honor for her. And they said that they're giving her the award because they're recognizing her immense impact on music and, quote, across the world and her incredible repertoire and achievements to date.
Well, there's a lot of those. More to come, I'm sure. But I'm excited about the Billboard Music Awards. Being its 30th year, you got to believe they're going to put a couple of older musicians together with some newer musicians. And I think it's going to be really, really cool. I really do. I mean, and it better be for the 30th year of the Billboards. It better be big. And they're going to need to make it big because, like you said, the numbers and ratings have not been terrific for award shows lately. I mean, my goodness, look at the Oscars. Under 10 million people watched the Oscars. So they're going to have to do something. I think they will. I think the Billboard Music Awards in the past have been not necessarily must-see, but they've been better than some of the other ones. Yeah,
I think so, too.
I think it'll be big. That's May 23rd.
May 23rd
NBC.
On NBC.
Very cool. Steve and Laura. Starting your day.